greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for this great opportunity given to us, and especially me, to speak with us as the Lord lead us. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to look at a topic titled The Journey of a Believer. As we open to the book of Mark, chapter 1, from verse 9. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, and tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. The Lord bless his word in our hearts. This is a scenario, an event that happened to the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, our example, our Savior, the one that is our shepherd, the one we follow step by step for us to have victory over Satan and to be able to please God. That is why Jesus is the way. The way Jesus walked, that is how we are expected to walk. But we cannot walk the way he walked until we are baptized with the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is to make us children of God, to help us become what God wants. It's not enough to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, as many are okay with that. If truly one has the Holy Ghost inside that person will always press on making such a person uncomfortable and leading such a person towards becoming like Jesus Christ. Immediately Jesus was baptized by water and was filled with the Holy Ghost, he was taken. Who took him? It was the Holy Ghost that took him. He led him to a place, the wilderness. Wilderness is a place of isolation. Wilderness is a place of where rejection is found. Wilderness is a place that each and every one of us that is baptized with the Holy Ghost must go through. We must be rejected, and God will make it possible because he wants to be with us. When one will be operated in an hospital, by the time that will take place, such patient is or a relative will excuse the doctors and the nurses. And that is what happened. When God wants to work in us, there are lots of our friendship we have to lose. And that is what happened. Immediately we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we begin to lose friends, we begin to lose a lot of things we could do without, because we are moving to a higher level. And Jesus had the same experience. Heaven and hell were focusing on him. Angels were there. Demons were there. Satan was ready to tempt him. The same process he was tempted. That's how Satan normally tempts the children of God. The same process he defeated Satan. That is how we have to follow to defeat Satan as God is leading us. The Spirit of God in us always speak to us ahead. And there is no temptation that will come to us that is beyond the measure of grace in us. The trials that comes our way, the trial is very important because God wants us to grow to maturity. Because God wants to declare us as those that will reign with Christ Jesus. Our salvation is by grace. We don't earn it, but to reign with Christ, we have to fight. We have to allow him to fight through us. We have to allow him to live through us, so that though we will live, but the life we live, or we will live, will not be we, but Christ through us. We have to grow to maturity in order to be qualified to reign over the creation of God. For all that will live godly in Christ Jesus must suffer persecution. And the persecution is good for us. The persecution is an opportunity for us to grow. The persecution is coming to make us uncomfortable with our ways so that we be able to live for him. The persecution is coming in order to mold us. Though when we are baptized with the Holy Ghost, our minds are not safe. That is why our minds need to be renewed by the word of God. That is why our minds, we need to be subjected to the things of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the word of God is given to us. The trials are coming in order to test us for our maturity. And sometimes when these things start to happen, we get discouraged. But we are not supposed to be discouraged. It's a normal way that needs to take place for each and every one that must reign with Christ Jesus. That is why in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, it stated that he that overcometh will be granted to reign with Christ Jesus. We cannot reign with him until we overcome. I pray that God will help us, grant us the grace to be steadfast. We need to endure the oppression. We need to endure the cutting. We need to endure every trial that is coming from God. It's not to kill us, but to make us better. Even as we get better, we are going to encourage others that will also come through this way. I pray that God grant us more grace to withstand whatsoever we need to pass through. The Lord bless his word in our life. Shalom.